keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmad Mushtahid. The federal government is investing $3 million to UTIL, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the development and promotion of student housing. The investment will support the creation of over 160 affordable rental units in order to help Montreal's post-secondary students find an affordable place to live while they pursue their studies. The project is a collaboration between UTIL and the Concordia Student Union to create a unique funding model that uses democratically allocated fee levy to invest in the construction of affordable rental housing. This innovative financing model, a first in Canada, allows student unions and similar organizations to easily acquire additional funds to develop affordable rental housing projects. In national news, the Government of Canada announced $3 million in funding to support three initiatives aimed at preventing teen and youth dating violence in rural and Indigenous communities. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit and two Indigenous nonprofit organizations are receiving funding to promote healthy relationships and gender equality through projects that will be created or adapted specifically for rural and Indigenous communities. This initiative shows the importance for youth who may face unique barriers and challenges to learn about healthy relationships and gender equality in ways that are culturally relevant and reflect their community and environment. Funding for these projects is provided by the Public Health Agency of Canada as part of Canada's strategy to prevent and address gender-based violence. 2 years ago, environmental activists from the Philippines held a protest outside the Canadian Embassy in Manila, denouncing the shipment of garbage-filled container vans from Canada to the Philippines. Recently, a Vancouver environmental law firm says Canada broke international rules when it dumped more than 100 shipping containers of garbage disguised as plastics for recycling into the Philippines, according to the Canadian press. The Pacific Center for Environmental Law and Litigation says either the Canadian company behind the shipment didn't get consent from the Philippines, or it lied about the contents in order to get approval, thus violating an international law known as the Basel Convention, which prevents countries from shipping hazardous waste to the developing world without consent. Canada is expected to get pushback over the dispute from other nations next week when signatories to the Basel Convention meet for a regular discussion in Switzerland. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Parade made his money in the retail trade, the one around the pool. And we're going to have the delectable Carlene Caritas with, not with her husband this time, Nicolau. She's going to be with Dave Edmonds, and she's going to sing with him.
Across Von Zipper likes you. When Eric Von Zipper likes somebody, they stay like.
All right, and those were the undeniably awesome Von Zippers, band from out west, Canadian band, now defunct, but that was taken from their awesome Wham Down at Franzel's. That's a little tune called I'm Gone. Before that, I played Budgie right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 with a little tune called Rockin' Man from their stupendously awesome album Squawk. And there you go. As promised. Oh, what did I play before that? Let's just say what I played, because this, we started this hour pretty crazy. This is the last hour. I'm here to the witching hour right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. You're at CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, and I open up the whole set with a really, really horrible version. Well, an awesome version, but a horrible recording of the Wild Horses with a little tune called Face Down, featuring Jimmy Bain on bass and vocals. I played Budgie and Von Zippers. Love it. And as promised, I guess I'm going to have to play the second to last ad of my evening and a promo. And then I'm going to get back into, as promised, the brand new Ashtray Heart. Oh, yes. It's sweet, man. They just released an EP called Enemy, and I'm going to play the title track as well as maybe another one called Bad Blood. I might even play Fucker Fight. We'll see. But they're all pretty short songs, so I mean, playing the whole EP would not be a stretch right here, right now. So here's a little promo, and here's a little ad, and I will be back with some brand new Ashtray Heart. Love it. You're at CRSG. You're at CJLO. This is Beyond That Graveyard Part 3.
Welcome, salutations, and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
CJLO and Blue Skies Turn Black presents California indie folk duo Girlpool, live at Bar La Ritz on Sunday, April 21st. Touring in support of their critically acclaimed release, What Chaos is Imaginary, Girlpool will be joined by Australian singer-songwriter Hatchie and Brooklyn-based pop artist Claude. Tickets are $17 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, visit blueskiesturnblack.com or check out Blue Skies Turn Black on Facebook.
Woke up in ashes, dead it so. We were shorter than in the water. Shoes like leather. We were gonna live forever. Your woman, she's my ghost. Bow and chain, will she let go? So when we were shorter, lived in the water, shoes like leather, we were gonna live forever.
There you go. Computer just crashed. Isn't that nice? Well, it's a good thing it's the end of the show, so I don't have to reload like 40 songs into my playlist, but I'll get that song right back up as I reboot the computer. This is the K-Man. You're at Beyond That Graveyard, part 3. How many windows can you open on your computer without it crashing? I don't know. Apparently, 6 is the limit over here. I just played... 2.5 songs by Ashtray Heart. I played a promo and an ad, and then I started the whole set with the title track to Ashtray Heart's brand new EP. It was released about, maybe about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and that was a little tune. I played the title track, Enemy. I also played Your Woman, and a little song called, let me just get this up here again. It'll take 2 seconds. Here we go. Here we are. I just played half of Bad Blood, but what we're going to do is we're going to restart that bad boy. We're going to play the last two songs on this 4-song EP. Here's Bad Blood once again, and I'm going to follow it up with Fucker Fight. Ashtray Heart, brand new Ashtray Heart, right here on Beyond the Graveyard, part 3. right. And that was, those were the last two songs from the brand new Ashtray Heart EP called Enemy. And that was a little tune called Fuck or Fight. And the one before that was the song Bad Blood. Well, I've got the computer working again. All the windows are back open. And we've got about half an hour left in this awesome metal juggernaut. And yeah, I guess it would be in order to play a Station ID and maybe some Beyond Possession. How would you like them apples? I would. And I do.
You're listening to CJLO on 650 AM! CJLO!
You suck.
You suck more.
Thanks for yourself!
Yeah. So that was none other than the English Dogs with a little tune called Survival of the Fittest. I played also in that set some Municipal Waste with The Art of Partying. And it's amazing I messed up Municipal Waste when The Art of Partying is a lot harder to say syllabically. But there you go. It is quarter to, well, it's a little bit, it's like 20 to the witching hour. And there you go. I'd like to thank you in advance for tuning in again for another awesome live edition of Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. I had a blast tonight. Played a lot of new releases. Holy crap. I think I got like a good 40% new release, 50% new release in on that. Pretty crazy stuff. Join me next week for another awesome edition of Beyond That Graveyard Part 3, but I'll get to that a little bit later on. Maybe in about 10 minutes I'll do the old rigmarole closing theme speech, as it were. Thanks a lot for not calling in tonight, though. I only, like, said the number, like, what? I must have, like, mentioned the phone number three or four times. Some nights it's like that, you know? Sometimes I get three, four, five requests, but that's it. I just turned a couple of non-requests into some dedications, so there you go. How about I play a little bit of Necrofire and some brand new Necrofire. I got a little tune right here called Raise the Dead from their latest EP. And, we'll get to maybe another Hazy Tone song. I actually played a brand new Hazy Tone song that I forgot to mention right before the starting of this last hour. I ended my second hour of Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 with their brand new tune called Hell from their awesome new release. You should check it out, man. They're really fun. There you go. Here's, with no further ado, some brand new Necrofire. I'm going to follow it up with a promo and an ad. And I might even, you know, Dick Dale passed away about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I never got to play a song in remembrance of him. And so I'm going to dedicate a little tune. Well, dedicate a tune. I'm going to play one of his tunes in this next set. So love it. Here you go, brand new Necrofire, band from Houston, he's still in Venomous Maximus. They might be putting out another album, but they're all on hiatus in their sideband project, so this is kind of like a sideband project from Venomous Maximus featuring Christian Larson, their guitar player, and it's called Necrofire, and this is a little tune called Raise the Dead.
The candles burn, shall it smell? If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique vous invitent au gala de la 13e édition des Six Leaders de la musique du monde, la distinction musicale qui souligne le talent des artistes de la musique du monde. Le jeudi 25 avril au Théâtre Fairmount dès 20h. Venez nombreux voter pour vos artistes coupe de cœur, ceux qui seront consacrés Six Leaders d'argent et de bronze. Prenez part au Six Leaders, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, cleader.com.
Businessman, in a way you're all used up, nobody gets
All right. And that was my little tribute to Dick Dale. That was a little tune that he wrote a long time ago. That's a little tune called Night Rider. And he passed away about 4 weeks ago. But I never got to play a song of his. And maybe next week I'll play maybe another one. Played a little song called First to Die from a band called The Haymakers. And before the ad and the promo, I played the brand new Necrofire with a little tune called Raise the Dead. You got to check them out, man. Really good stuff. You can just go to Bandcamp, check out Necrofire, and just buy their EP, man. It's really good. That's featuring Christian Larson from Venomous Maximus, actually. So there you go. Thanks a lot. Thanks so much for tuning in to another awesome edition of Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. I am going to play... what am I going to do? I guess I'm going to play a little tune from Manic Hispanic, doing an Iggy Pop cover. I got it right. And then I'm going to finish it all off with an oldie but a goodie from Pink Floyd. I think it'll be pleasantly surprised how it's gonna fit into this punk sort of aesthetic in the last couple of songs. So yeah, here's a little Manic Hispanic to warm me up with a little cover of E-Pop's I Gotta Write. Right, you gotta love that. That was Manic Hispanic with a little tune called I Gotta Write, little cover of Iggy Pop from their awesome The Menudo Incident album. Thanks a lot for tuning in once again for another awesome live edition of Beyond That Gray Area Part 3. Join me next week for another great show. And I'm going to leave you with an awesome tune called The Nile Song from Pink Floyd. Love it. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
Golden Age!